checking in?
I'm checking in. I'm still doing okay. I absolutely, the longer this takes me to get to feeling better, the more determined I am to stay with it.
Good.
So I just have no interest in ever having anything sweet or any sugars of any kind.
And
if that means forever,
so shall your life be long and prosperous.
Yes. And everybody, you know, people say you don't eat any sugar. No, I don't care to eat any sugar. And they say that's crazy. Well, okay.
Now, what's crazy is if you know how bad sugar is for you, the harm and damage that you're doing to yourself, do you think it's crazy that an alcoholic shouldn't drink alcohol?
No, I don't.
So when people do not understand the importance of if you eat a little bit of sugar, it's going to instigate a craving again. Well, okay, so let's just take that a little deeper. Oh, God, I want that sugar. I'm just going to have a little, but I won't do any more after that. That's what you think, because it's going to instigate a craving like the friggin' devil's jumped into your brain, talking to you all day long. Hey, you want those cookies, don't you? Hey, you know, did you see that over at Costco? They're doing the candy. It's just a sample. Just take a taste of that, you know. Oh, if you go by the bakery, God, you can get 2 for 1. Those sweet rolls, God, those are, you know, and that's, and why? Because somebody actually had even xylitol or erythritol in their chewing gum, or their sweet drink, or stevia, or aspartame. All of that stuff is going to trigger inviting, I call the devil because it's cocaine on the brain, it's going to trigger you to have those cravings until you cave in, if you're not solid about it.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel, and I will do none of it.
It will upset the brain and shift it, and that's what he said. It's what it's going to do to the brain to begin those cravings again. And it'll just change the brain to want to require, to go into the addiction mode. You know, craving something.
Just like in Flush Your Fat for Good, we have buddies that have been on for a long time and newbies. And when the newbies get a buddy that's been on for a long time, that is a thing of beauty, because the people that have withheld themselves from caving, or even if they caved, they knew the results, what would happen, and they are going to be a good guide for those people that want to cave. So, you know, this is why Flush Your Fat for Good has buddies. So that somebody can say, are you kidding me? You've worked this hard to keep yourself clean, and you want to go have an ice cream because you're upset about a boyfriend? Are you kidding me? You're not doing that. So, you know, or you can go the easier route. That's usually my route, you know. What the hell are you doing? That's my route. But other people can be really kind and say, oh, no, Gina, you've done so good. Don't do that. I urge you, and I care for you, and you've really worked so hard. Come on, and then they encourage. I don't care what the style is. If you're from New York, if you're from, you know, Utah, everybody has a different style. As long as they come from their heart and their intentions are good, doesn't matter about the delivery. You just have to find out if you really care about somebody that needs to lose the fat, because if they don't, they are going to suffer and die. And that's the truth, you guys. What fat is doing to our nation, what fat is doing to our friends and our kids, and sugar, how damaging it is, it's off the chart. So if you have something that's going to give you 5 grams of sugar twice a day, you're going to be in trouble, and you're going to blow up like anything.